Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to today's show where I welcome Najma Khorrami, and she is the founder of Gratitude Circle, which is an app, a website, and a hotline. And Ms. Khorrami is an award-winning author, and her studies include Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and Harvard Business School Online. And as a public health professional, she has worked for the Center for Global Health and Diplomacy. And as an author, she has written two books, one for children and one for adults, describing self-care strategies and reasons to be grateful. And you guessed it, it's Thanksgiving time. We talk all things gratitude. And I know for me personally, just reminding myself of the things to be grateful for is such a positive tool to just almost instantly feel better. Because as I talk about in the show, it's easy to focus on the negative, whether that's in our relationships, at work, or just in life, you know? And it's not to say that negative things don't happen and it's okay to have negative feelings around it. But if we're able to focus on what we're grateful for, especially in those moments, I find it's very valuable to kind of flip the script, flip my mood, and just improve my life, improve my relationships. So we hope you guys are having a wonderful holiday season. There's lots to be grateful for. And we're grateful for you guys for tuning in, for leaving us those reviews on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to this show. We will be very grateful for you. If you enjoy the show, if you are listening for the first time or you've listened to every single one of our episodes and you enjoy what you're hearing, go on, take a few minutes and leave a review. That's really helpful for us. And we appreciate you guys. Enjoy today's show. Hi, Najma. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Chase. Glad to be here with you.
Today, we're going to talk about gratitude. And I thought a great place for us to start would be having you tell our listeners why you've really done so much in this area. All of your professional work seems to be centered around gratitude, and you have an app around gratitude, a hotline. What drew you to focus on gratitude?
Gratitude started kind of when I began writing, really, Chase, for the Huffington Post in my journey, because when I was researching as a writer for like these self-help articles that I was trying to get young adults to read, I wanted them to focus on the benefits of gratitude after I researched it myself. And then after, a little bit before that, I had taken, you know, some advice from a friend, and I started a gratitude journal myself. I saw the benefits. And so I had that experience prior to that. And then when I had researched it, you know, from a public health professional point of view, because I am by background a public health professional, I learned about the research and the benefits. And then the writing kind of solidified it for me. And then it kind of became, you know, a subject that I thought was so relevant, particularly when I feel like people are dealing with a lot of, you know, emotional issues. Mental health has become a very popular topic lately, especially out of the COVID pandemic. People are facing a lot of mental health struggles. And right now, I'm sure, you know, people are making appointments to check on their mental health, therapy appointments, what have you. And gratitude is a very significant, we become a very significant beneficiary to gratitude based on the research that I learned, during my time at the Huffington Post. And then, extending out from there to my books, et cetera. So it just kind of started at that time, Chase. Yeah.
Let's talk about what the research is showing, and then I want to dive into ways that we can practice gratitude in our lives. So what are some of the more interesting findings when it comes to the research on gratitude?
So there's a 2019 study actually on gratitude and self-compassion. It was the journal Mindfulness. And that found that both facets of mindfulness, So self-compassion and gratitude actually enhance psychological well-being. So this Italian study looked at roughly like 500 respondents, asking them whether they meditated or not first. And then some of the measures of mindfulness, self-compassion, gratitude, and psychological well-being were determined in both groups. And they used professional scales and questionnaires. And then the study results showed that those who practiced meditation displayed greater dispositional mindfulness, gratitude, and self-compassion. So what we're talking about here is how meditation can be linked to these two aspects, because I think that that specific journal focuses on, you know, mindfulness, meditation, all the positive feelings that we want to have that are beneficial to us. And so, you know, a lot of the research probably shows that these parts, with mindfulness or meditation in this study, maybe actually, you know, I'm guessing are linked and, you know, very inextricably in the brain from a neuroscientific perspective. And the research is just beginning, so it's not completely like laid out. But a study like this eventually found that gratitude specifically was, and I'm quoting now, associated with positive relations with others, self-acceptance, environmental mastery, personal growth, and purpose in life, end quote. So the relations with others specifically is excellent. I know this particular study in mindfulness supports that. A lot of the other research that I've looked at supports it as well. And it's, I think I've learned, you know, not only the recipient of gratitude is the beneficiary, the giver is also. And it, I think it's interesting when we practice gratitude ourselves, we become kind of the recipient and the giver. So from that perspective, I think we benefit doubly. Just thinking about all these benefits that that have been laid out. So it's interesting, you know, there's a lot of things we don't know, but there are a lot of things that have been laid out. And it's very clear, again, as a public health professional, why it's so helpful. And so it's super important that we integrate it into our lives, especially with people, you know, having therapy appointments, not knowing how to help themselves. It's a great place to start.
Let's talk about integrating it. So how can we start to have more self-compassion? I want to start with that because to me, that's in line with gratitude. And you mentioned it in the research. What are some of the ways that we can create that feeling within?
So self-compassion specifically, let's see, when we think of self-compassion, we're talking about how we view ourselves. So this is based on experience, you know, sensory input every day. You know, you go out, you present, you know, a certain face to the world and you get, you know, basically sensory input from a neuroscientific perspective of how people view you, how your actions impact others, how those actions influence others to treat you. So my point being with your question, self-compassion comes from how we view ourselves, and all that sensory input kind of forms how we view ourselves, right? So if we have a good positive view, this really feeds self-compassion. And that takes years of work. As a kid, it might be more natural to have certain feelings kind of pile on, and then you're still growing, your body's learning. So you don't have everything that you need to actually feel self-compassionate. But as you get older, I don't think kids are not self-compassionate. So I'm not saying that. But as you get older, your experiences kind of dictate how you view yourself a little bit differently. So then you start to form, you know, what could be, you know, strong self-compassion, or, and at times it gets wavering. So it's not always perfect. It's kind of like how you look, you know, your hair is messy, you don't like your hair, then you're not going to like how you feel that day. So your self-compassion might be less. So it wavers, and just like your hair changes shapes every day. So it wavers. But if we have a certain mindset, I think, in terms of how we actually, how we approach living. So I had this quote recently that I came out with, and I really liked it. I said, life is about stunning moments. So you want to seize those moments. You want to be those moments, actually, if you can present yourself that way. And you want to will those moments, and you want to never cease to soften the hearts of others as you do. So that quote, I love it because it talks about how you approach life, right? Like every day, you want to create with gratitude and self-compassion those stunning moments, and their elements to actually putting that all together. And mindset is a great way to actually, if you improve your mindset with gratitude, you can develop more self-compassion.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual, but we all know that it would be super handy if it did. I can't tell you how many times I wish I could have just flipped a page in a book to tell me how to handle a certain situation. While our own personal instruction manuals don't exist, I've found that therapy is the next best thing. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of our complex lives. Therapy has been really helpful in my life. I've realized that having an unbiased professional to help me think and work through life scenarios is one of the most valuable things I can invest in. Everyone deserves to feel their best, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. It's all the benefits of in-person therapy, plus more convenient, more accessible, and more affordable. They offer video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and after filling out a brief survey, you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 3 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. Get unstuck with BetterHelp. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/I do. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/I do. Women's health, especially PMS and perimenopause, has been one of those chronically neglected areas when it comes to research and solutions. Thankfully, we have today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Our sponsor, Happy Mammoth, saw that there were no effective nature-inspired solutions to these issues. So they made one, EstroControl. Relationship Advice listeners can now get 15% off your entire order on happymammoth.com with our promo code IDO at checkout. EstroControl contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health. The way EstroControl eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that is where all of our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, some women may start having PMS symptoms, like spots on the skin, cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. EstroControl was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month. EstroControl is made especially for women who are premenopausal. It's really great for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS becomes really rough. I personally struggle from PMS firsthand, from super discomfort to just not feeling like myself. PMS has put me through the ringer time and time again, and I know it's not just me. I've seen my relationship suffer in those times when PMS takes over. EstroControl works to relieve many of those consuming PMS symptoms, helping us regain control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with a promo code IDO at checkout. That's happymammoth, MAMMOTH.com, and use the promo code IDO for 15% off your first order.
Can you describe what you think of when you're describing stunning moments?
Yeah, sure. So what I think of is kind of what I've experienced actually this past year. I was able to go to Italy with some of my family. And like, it doesn't have to be Italy though, right? Italy's beautiful depending on where you go. But a stunning moment is whatever that person finds stunning to them. So it doesn't have to be Italy or a boat or a yacht. It could be, which I don't think, you know, I don't have a yacht, but it can be, it can be a cup of water for someone who doesn't have clean water somewhere. It's a stunning moment. Like, it, you just have to appreciate that from that person's personal vintage point of view. So it can be anything, and gratitude creates that stunning moment. For me, a stunning moment is, you know, a lot of the times, Chase, it's going to be like a beautiful sky. Like, I look at the sky, I'm like, wow, that's beautiful, you know? So not a lot of people have access to like a trip, maybe to Europe, but everyone can see the sky. So that's a stunning moment that a lot of people hopefully can have.
And what's some of the dialogue as far as having gratitude for that and reminding ourselves like, wow, this is amazing? And then how can we continue to tap into that?
So the tapping into the gratitude. So you have to have energy, right, to actually focus your attention. So it, as long as your brain from like a sleep, you know, is not sleep deprived, you get energy, then the next day, as long as your brain has enough energy, the next day you can focus your attention. As long as you do this with what I like to call stop, look, go moments. And I've shared this before with students, with presentations I've had, et cetera, in my books. And this is a method that was promoted by brothers David Steindl Rast in a TED Talk in 2013 or 11, I believe. And it's when you stop in your environment, you look around, you look at something, you think, you know, wow, what if I didn't have it? And then you're grateful for it, that it's actually in front of you, whether it's the sky, whether it's a pen, whether it's a cup of water. So that, and then you go, you continue with the next action that you're going to do. So that helps really to tap into gratitude. But I was talking about my company because if you don't have the energy from day to day, because everyone gets consumed with trying to, you know, make a living, you need to sleep well, you need to have all those other facets to well-being. Not need, but it helps improve the quality of your gratitude. I think if those other things are going in a positive way, then you can tap into the gratitude. And what I've done personally is use gratitude, I think, so frequently that, like, I feel like I can tap into it really maybe like 4 or 5 times a day, like very significantly. And it really like strengthens my whole outlook, positivity, everything. Like, it strengthened my self-care habits. Everything falls in line. So yeah, from a personal perspective, I think it's very rewarding.
I love the stop, look, go, and tapping into that as an exercise. Are there any other kind of reminders or mantras that someone can use to remember? Because I think it's a process of continuing to remind ourselves, right?
Right. Yeah, totally, Chase. Stop, look, go is probably the best method I find, because it forces you to do 3 things. Another mantra, it could be probably just try to seize a stunning moment. I know Maya Angelou had a quote that I write about, or I use in my book. She writes, Dr. Maya Angelou, about how, you know, life is not about all these other things, but it's about the number of times that, you know, you're left breathless by certain moments, or the moments that leave you breathless or stunned. So I think when we have these stunning moments, I think that's very a great way to also look at life. Like, you know, you want to And gratitude actually creates the stunning moment. So it's not that you have to have a stunning moment with everything being perfect, but gratitude actually creates that. So as long as you can you see that and believe it, then you're going to actually manifest it in your own day-to-day outlook. So as long as you're convinced, I'm saying you'll so stop, look, go, and then just seizing the stunning moments.
Yeah. But I think we need to remind and convince ourselves, because evolutionarily we evolved to look for the negative because those were dangers, right? Like our negativity bias. And I was just sharing actually on a show I recorded previously today about how in the context of relationships, you know, it's so easy to focus on the negative. It just pops up, right? Like those are the threats. It's fight, flight, or freeze. And we're going to notice the negative, whether it's in a relationship or in our daily lives. And we can kind of counter that darkness with the light of love and with the light of gratitude. To me, those two things are kind of interconnected, love and gratitude. It's like a love for our partner of like, I'm so thankful for how they took out the garbage last night and I didn't have to ask and they always do that, and focusing on that rather than the time that they didn't. Or we're just constantly forced into these stop, look, and go moments, right? Like if you put it in the context of like stop, look, go, we're constantly, maybe we're not stopping and looking, we're on autopilot. And that's kind of a dangerous place to be, and a place that we can kind of automatically go to a lot of times. And you mentioned mindfulness is that benefit of bringing us to the present moment. And then in that present moment, focusing on what we're grateful for, because our hardware and software is designed to kind of look for the threats.
Yeah, I agree. So with a one-on-one relationship, I think what would be helpful to not run an autopilot, not to focus on negativity, is to find those qualities that, and I was thinking about this, like I guess recently, is that make you feel maybe the word is liberated by that relationship. So with love and gratitude, there's a feeling of liberation, I think, that people feel with, you know, their significant others, hopefully. And so if it's not a perfect relationship, then maybe like focus on what is going well and what does make you feel that love and gratitude, hence feel more liberated. And then, does that make sense? Because I think that makes you not run on autopilot with the negativity. I think it would make you run on hopefully autopilot with like the love and gratitude more.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it'd be valuable if you shared with our listeners, they can be personal examples or just things you like to share, but of things to look for, to be grateful for, because I think sometimes we take a lot of things for granted, and maybe you sharing them can just be a helpful reminder.
Yeah, definitely, Chase. In my relationships, I think I focused on what makes me feel, like how that person makes me feel comfortable with them. So in terms of like maybe what they do is like they reach out, you know, with a text. That makes me feel like, you know, thought of and comfortable. They reach out with a text, which is great. They'll be responsive to texts instead of, you know, not communicate. That makes me feel, you know, grateful. I think another aspect is them bringing groceries. That's a great example. I think if you get groceries for that person, you know, you could be grateful that you're able to get the groceries for them. That's another example. I think getting the car fixed, doing like an emissions test for the other person is a great, just getting things done, moving forward. And then in terms of not only like chores, I mentioned texts, that's a way of communication. So communication, chores, and then like, you know, just other small things, like with how they, you know, make you feel, like with a simple, you know, touch of the hand or a hug. I think those are all important ways that you can feel grateful for those relationships.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to tell your partner that you feel grateful for those things, you know, like feel that inside is going to feel good. And then if you tell your partner, that's a communication of like, okay, that's nice to know. And they might do it more. They might touch your hand more. And it's just going to help them feel closer to you.
Sure. Sure. I think that that could help as long as you're on good terms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. After a decade of hosting this podcast and talking to hundreds of experts, we know that money is one of the biggest stressors in relationships. Now, while worrying about money and anxiously awaiting payday doesn't help, Earnin actually does by putting the money you earn in your hands today. Our sponsor, Earnin, is an app that gives you access to your pay-as-you-work up to $100 a day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Many couples end up fighting about finances, especially when surprise costs arise. Earnin allows you to seamlessly deal with the unexpected trip to the vet or that splurge on date night without the added stress, letting you both focus on what really matters. Earnin is helping millions of Americans feel self-sufficient and to worry and fight less about money. All of this without debt traps, mandatory fees, or credit checks. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in relationship advice under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's relationship advice under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
So I know you've written a book, a couple books. One is geared towards adults and gratitude, but one was geared towards children. It was a children's book, and Sarah and I have a 7-year-old daughter, and I know a lot of our listeners have kids. So what are some of the ways we can teach our kids about gratitude and help them implement it?
So with kids, I think, you know, kids are very, they're like sponges. So if you talk about not only gratitude, my children's book is about self-care, but gratitude. If you talk about gratitude, just, I guess, simply with them, with the words thank you and, you know, you know, we do this sometimes in our family, like having a table discussion during dinner about, okay, what are you grateful for? Three things that you're grateful for during the dinner conversation. You know, someone, child might say, I'm grateful for this food, or I'm grateful for the food that, you know, my grandmother made, you know, when you take them over for dinner. So like grateful lists during dinner time is an excellent example that you could teach children the concept of gratitude. And then self-care concepts are also great for young kids. If you kind of describe for them like why gratitude is good, they can get it because they're like a sponge. And just describing it simply, like with, you know, the things about like, you know, grateful for food, grateful for, you know, a good time at the pool, you know, they understand those kinds of things. And then when they describe it, you know, they're going to eventually remember those memories, and then they could, you know, put it into their outlook.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to doing that with Stella. I try to do, at one point, I had a gratitude candle, and her and I would light the candle, kind of like to have a ritual and talk about the things we're grateful for. So I got to reinstitute that because I let it drop. And
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just reiterating the fact that it's a constant practice, like throughout the day, reminding ourselves, because, you know, that person cuts us off in traffic and suddenly we're angry and we're going down this negative road and be like, oh, I'm grateful they didn't hit me, you know? Mm-hmm. And that could just completely flip the situation and our feelings towards a more positive one. And who doesn't want that? And obviously, this is airing during the time of Thanksgiving, where we focus on it, hopefully more on this and not just on turkey and stuffing ourselves, but actually being thankful.
Well, those things are great too, right?
They are. And we've got to be thankful for them. But it's just such an important thing to remind ourselves about. And you've built a whole app around this. So I'd love for you to share with our listeners about the app and the hotline before we say goodbye.
Sure. So the Gratitude Circle app is a social media app that allows users to post text and photos and tag others in their posts. So if they have friends, it looks kind of like Instagram, but it functions more like Facebook. So it has a aesthetics of Instagram, but it looks like Facebook, and it's meant to be like a, you know, positive social media trend for folks. And then the community there is great because they receive also my newsletter that I give out. So anyone who signs up for the app will get the newsletter, and that's the monthly newsletter where I mention our highlights, have quotes, talk about everything in the forefront of what we're doing in well-being and gratitude, my books, and then how they can access the hotline and the achievements of the hotline. So the hotline is a number people can dial. It's 1-979-310-5162, 979-310-5162. And when they dial, they can actually hear a gratitude message of the day, which changes every day, believe it or not. And then we actually change it ourselves. And then either they can do that. They can leave a message of gratitude, leaving a voice message. And then that will be included in our hotline. Or the third is they can text their message of gratitude via text prompts, which work very smoothly, efficiently, et cetera. So the texting feature is really neat because it sends the messages to our custom URL. And so everyone can read messages that people have sent in. And I especially hope, you know, you guys do this during Thanksgiving and the holidays, is to reach out to this hotline and read all the messages. Again, the number will probably be in the notes from the link to the podcast. But then the URL is hotline.gratcircle.com. And people can read all the messages that have come in. And a few number of neat things have happened recently with that. And that is that Mindful Magazine is going to come out with a story about the hotline in this December issue, the print issue coming out. So that'll be an excellent way for people to also hear about us. GW Hospital actually lists our hotline on their website, which is a way to thank hospital staff. And then their hospital newsletter also sends out a weekly reminder about the hotline as well, about us as well. So I'm really excited, and I hope you guys check out the hotline, call it, hear those gratitude messages of the day, share it with your friends, join the app, and then, you know, read all the messages too, so you can be left feeling more motivated, more inspired.
Very cool. Well, I will be sure to put the links in the show notes and on our website at idopodcast.com. I encourage our listeners to check it out and just pause right now and think about something you're grateful for. It's such a valuable practice. This was a great reminder for me to get gratitude into the front of my life. And I know it will be for our listeners as well. So thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today.
Thank you for having me. As always, I appreciate the second invitation. Thank you, Chase.
Hey guys, we hope you enjoyed today's show. In case you missed it, this week we are showing our appreciation to you guys by offering 50% off our course, Spark My Relationship. If you visit our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, this Thursday through Sunday, and enter the promo code THANKS22, you'll get the course for $149. The course is designed to infuse your life and relationship with fresh passion, skills, and wisdom. This self-paced journey is perfect for turning up the heat, having some fun together, and revolutionizing your intimacy and communication. We collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies marriage therapists teach their clients, including how to eliminate unhelpful old habits, develop mindful awareness to improve stress management, learn unhealthy and successful communication tools, create a deeper, more intimate bond, and strengthen your couple microculture and future together. The holidays can be a tense and triggering time of the year, but it doesn't have to be that way. So visit sparkmyrelationship.com for 50% off the course this Thursday, November 10th through Sunday, November 13th at sparkmyrelationship.com.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.